you the same information. So the important thing for all of you to realize is that you are becoming instructors, or you are instructors. And now that we're getting Mosaic, and Mosaic is basically divided in two things, the aircraft part and the instructor part that is going to be approved. So, and some of the new privilege that the sport pilot is going to have. So the sport pilot now will be able to fly at night. It looks like he's going to be able to fly now aircraft that have retractable gear, landing gear. So those are things that you have to realize. So as an instructor, you will be able to teach either an initial student or a pilot that is already have the certificate in a different category, and they want to now obtain the privileges for a sport pilot. So what you need to realize is that we have all of these categories in here. You have the airplane, the gyroplane, power parachutes, trikes, gliders. So lately we have seen, and I've been doing this now for 5 years, people coming from fixed wing to gyroplane, from power parachute to gliders or trikes, or from trike to gyroplanes, or lately the other thing has been from helicopters to fixed wing. So what you're gaining by doing this step is the fact that you can get this by a proficiency check, right? So you don't have to go through the process of getting all those hours that you need to do in an add-on when you go from one category to another. So you have to realize then that when you get your proficiency check right, you get a new certificate that it will say endorsed to fly in this particular sport pilot category. And what that allows people to do is that now they get the training, but they get the training as a dual PIC instead of just as a dual. Remember that what is going to happen today, regulation is that the planes that are in the LSA can only be 1320 as a gross weight. And if it are a seaplane or anything related to the water, is 1430. Maximum stall speed is going to be 45 right now, but the new one is going to be 61. So you will be able to see more aircraft coming into here. Now, what all of you have to realize looking at this is the fact that if you have a person that has a private certificate or a commercial certificate and he wants to get into the sport pilot, you only have to get an instructor to do the training and the other instructor to do the proficiency check right. It can also be done by a DPE. But realize that you have to make sure that that person understands the requirements for that person to fly. So these are the important things that you have to make sure that that pilot realizes that he needs to follow. And the other thing that he needs to know until next year when the thing changes is that any sport pilot cannot fly at night. So what are the requirements or what are the privileges? Let's put it that way, that I bring as a regular pilot, private pilot, commercial pilot into a sport pilot. Well, I don't have to train you on communication because you already know how to do that. I don't have to give you anything else in terms of going faster than 120 knots, give you the endorsement for that because you already have done that. So those are things that you have to make sure that you convey to that new pilot that is going to go into the category of the sport pilot. It doesn't matter which one it is, but you have to make sure.